This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Report card brought to you by Rice Mirtha Pesaurus.
The aftermath of an accident can feel like you're getting wrecked again. Don't get wrecked twice. For the best advice, call Rice Mirtha Pesaurus at 410 Rice Law.
Preston's report card.
8:02 in the a.m. Mike Preston is joining us right now. What's going on, Preston?
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Doing well. Right. Doing well. Of course, you can find Mike Preston's report card at Baltimore Sun. BaltimoreSun.com, but right now he's going to go through it. Would you give quarterback Lamar Jackson?
Give him a C+. His first half was not very good. I mean, actually, he could have thrown four interceptions in the first half. I mean, he was just off. And that rolling right and throw back across the middle, that's great when you play poor defenses. Jimmy Schwartz, who coaches the Browns, he's pretty good, pretty respected. And they have some fast safeties. That's a pretty good team defensively. Bad mistakes, but I give him credit. At least he brought him back. You know, and I started thinking, does this guy have to put on a Superman cape every week for this team to win because their defense is so bad? That's one of the biggest takeaways I took away from watching that loss yesterday.
What about the running backs?
Running backs, I think I'll give them a C. Derrick Henry kind of disappeared out of the game. He had that one run 39 yards early in the first half, but then after that, not much of a factor. Patrick Ricard, did he play yesterday?
Not what he should have. <That's> not what he should have.
Got away out of that running game. And, and when they're running, it sets up the play action, sets up the RPOs. They never got that going, and that's a hard sell for this team.
Mike, what did you think about that fourth down call, though? The play first design, one. Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. One, I'm taking a point because I'm on the road, all right? And two, Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, put them in the same backfield, please.
Yes.
Because even if he carries the ball, Lamar, to the outside, you have to respect that. You can't shrink the field down. But when you just got Derrick Henry and the Wildcat, it's a power game. It's a power formation. You just can't be that predictable. So that was a bad call.
You gave the offensive line a C-.
Oh, yeah. You know, all of this stuff about Ronnie Stanley, and he's had a good season. He's playing against Myles Garrett's pretty good. All right. The kid Dalvin Thomason, he had his way with Lindenbaum yesterday. And I told you guys since day one, if you're going to beat the Ravens, you better have a good defensive line. And then you got to have some guys in the secondary. Well, the Browns, they have a pretty good defensive line, and their safeties can fly to the ball. And then the Ravens couldn't get the running game going. So they got a C-.
You got a receivers a C.
Receivers a C, and I'm being nice to them. They dropped a couple balls yesterday, but you got to also remember Lamar missed Flowers open, wide open. The pass to Likely, that should have been a touchdown. That's a touchdown, and that's a free play. Didn't get it done, but Bateman dropping that pass, could the sun got in his eyes, and maybe it did. I don't know. Aguilar dropped one or two. Not a good day for receivers. They were serviceable, but didn't make enough plays, and that was the story of the game. Where were the playmakers yesterday?
Get defensive line to see.
Yeah, and I'm being nice to those guys, too.
Why are you being so nice this morning?
Because they almost won still. See, Robert, sometimes you got to throw a little curveball. Everybody guessing a little bit. He's going to kill him. He's going to kill him tomorrow. Right? Surprise. You know, it's like old Gomer Powell, Jim Neighbor. Surprise. I mean, they were okay, but where's the pass rush?
None.
I mean, Matabike, they gave you this big money. Make a play. You have to come up and make a play. Didn't happen. They didn't lose Brent Urban. Didn't they lose Michael Pierce? Not a very good group, but overall still serviceable. Linebackers.
C minus.
Yeah. Roquan Smith has not played extremely well this season. I don't care what anybody says. I'm watching him in that game yesterday, man. He was getting ate up in the first half of that game. I mean, he can block. Not very good at coverage. Outside linebackers, pass rush, where was it? Non-existent. But they hurried Winston like four times yesterday, two sacks, and guess what? The big boys, Calvin-Noy, Owe, didn't have a sack.
Is this the lowest grade of the season coming up, Rob, or no?
What, secondary?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's gotten an F yet. Well, if you get a D-minus like the secondary did, just give me the F, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know something, Rob? I was thinking about that, but again, Rob, I'm being nice.
I don't know why.
Because he's in Cleveland.
We don't even want to talk about going to Cleveland, folks. Okay? That's a story. That's a story in itself. But, okay, you guys can talk all you want about coaching, and I get that because the middle of the field is wide open. You just see things going on in there. And, again, we go back to that comment, not in the picture. They had a lot of guys who were not in the picture. But, Mr. Jackson, they throw that last touchdown pass, and you're in, quote, zero coverage. I never played safety before, but I do know this. If we're blitzing, nobody gets behind me. No one gets behind me. And the guy just blew right down the field. Right behind him. And I'm like, that's not coaching. You learn that in 9 and 10.
Yep.
You know, that's... And guys, let's be honest. Who's the shutdown corner of the Ravens? They don't have one. They do not have one. Nate Wiggins could be that guy in the future, but not yet. He's a rookie. He likes to put his hands on people, but still, you know, that works in college. It doesn't work in the National Football League. But they don't have a shutdown corner. Brandon Steele is not a shutdown corner. And people are picking on him. That's a weekly thing. Marcus Williams, hey, I applaud him for benching him. But then who do you have behind them? they weren't very good either. And Mr. Jackson, catch the ball. He hit the ball.
Special teams.
Hand three times, catch the ball.
Special teams got a C.
Yeah, but now we're back to that question again, Rob. Mr. Tucker. Even the one he made, he converted on, that one didn't even look that good. I'm like, oh, that was nasty looking. But maybe it's the wind, whatever. But then he comes back and he misses the other one. I'm like, uh-oh. All right, I guess we can start asking that question again. Special teams, you know, I was surprised that Cleveland kicked the ball on kickoff returns. They were short. And the Ravens couldn't get it out past the 35, 40-yard line. Like, they did that against Tampa Bay.
And let me ask you this, Mike. They kicked it short, Cleveland did, every time, except the one at the end of the game with under a minute, saving the Ravens some time. I'm like, the time you should kick it short, you kick it in the end zone and nothing runs off the clock.
I didn't get that one either. I think maybe you made a mistake and just kicked the heck out of the ball, Rob. Because I kept thinking, okay, this is going to be short, it's going to be short, it's going to be short, Ravens going to have a nice return. And then he boots it out of the end zone, and I'm like, well, he must have made a mistake.
Yeah, that was dumb.
They're going to see coaching. offense, they just tried to be too cute at times. You know, just stay within your offense. You know, that little shuffle pass that they tried to run? Come on. That's not your style. Travis Kelce can run that. Patrick Mahomes can run that. But that's not something you want to run with your guys. All right. Putting what's his name, Derrick Henry, in the Wildcat? No. You don't want to do that. That's not your style. Again, they weren't, and I don't even know if I can say they weren't ready to play. It's just that they didn't play a good game. All right, and Rob, we talked about this Friday. You knew the Browns were going to come out, and you were going to either get two things. They were going to be very good because Winston was starting, and they wanted to show everybody it's Deshaun Watson's fault. That's why we can't win. Or they were just going to throw in the towel. Well, you know what the Ravens got? They got a team that came out there ready to play. And they were fired up. And, hey, I got to give Winston credit. I didn't think he was going to be that good. I mean, he made some nice throws. And the Ravens still had a chance to win but didn't get it done. But I gave coaching C-minus D somewhere in there. So that was the report card. I still have a hard time believing they lost to the Browns.
Well, they did. They did.
I do. I mean, but the way that they carved up the Ravens secondary. And I don't know what's going to happen there. I mean, as I wrote this morning, well, bring back Chuck Pagano, bring back Rex Ryan, bring them all back. Have a party. Fix it. All right, you got problems. Fix this unit because you can't cover.
You might need to bring Winks blitzing ass back.
Yeah.
I mean, to get some pressure here.
Well, you remember they said Winky blitzes too much. He's too predictable. And then at the end here, the Ravens, they're just like blitzing every play, like three or four straight. And Winston's eating them up on the outside. Bang, 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 bang. And I'm like, what are they doing?
Preston, we got you.
Can't find themselves.
We get you again at 9:30.
Yeah. And no, hey, Rob, yeah, I'm talking a lot because that game was something.
I know it was.
It was something, man. I mean, and if you're on deadline, you're trying to follow through this stuff. You've changed your story 8 times, and I thought Lamar still was going to pull it out at the end. I'm like, oh, my goodness, this guy's going to win this game for him again. He's going to do it again. And he tried. I don't know. They're lacking. Secondary is just lacking. That's all I can say. Frustrating.
Talk to you at 9:30, Mike. Thanks a lot, my man.
All right, see you, man.
All right, buddy, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Taking a look at Lamar Jackson's performance yesterday. Up next on The Fan.
Jackson's going to get it.
Two.
Jackson throws.
Three.
Deep ball.
One.
Touchdown, Baltimore.
How did Baltimore's top single caller perform?
People probably look at Brown's record and be like, that's a sorry team. But it's like, this is the NFL. I always say that. This is the NFL. And any given Sunday, a team can be good. Any given Sunday, a team can, you know, wake up and just be... It'd be their day. Be their day. We just got to play better.
It's Lamar Jackson after yesterday's 29-24 loss to the Cleveland Browns. We're now 2-6 on the year. Ravens 5-3. Lamar Jackson 23-38. 289, two touchdowns, no interceptions. 101.8 passer rating. I thought even better than statistics, Jeremy. He had a really good day. 8 carries, 46 yards as well. He's a presence, man. You heard Mike Preston say he thought he was even going to pull it out at the end with less than a minute left in the game.
I think you expect him to sometimes now with what we've seen here recently. He's right with what he said. You know, it is the NFL. We talk about different things. I mentioned the fact Ravens coming off a short week on Monday night, going to the Browns to play them. Defense hasn't looked good. And we've talked about it. Like, Jameis Winston can throw the football. Sometimes he's going to give it to you. But you got to catch it when he gives it to you, and we didn't see that. The same thing with Lamar, as Mike pointed out, a couple of dropped interceptions from him as well, plays that could have happened. So I think he played well in this game, played well enough to win at times. I just think defensively they just gave up way too much. It wasn't even like time of possession, too. It was something, you know, a lot of times you'll see it where maybe you're not out there enough and it's constant three and outs. I didn't think that was even the issue. I thought it was more of just the defense giving up big plays or extended drives.
It was almost 50-50. 31 minutes to 29.
Mm-hmm. So. I thought Lamar Jackson played really, really well. I think Jameis Winston, like you said, he gives you opportunities. You got to take advantage of them. Lamar gave a couple opportunities as well. The one tip ball, I thought, oh my gosh, that ball hung up in the air forever. That wasn't a mistake of his. It's just a good play by the defender.
Yeah.
But I thought for sure that was going to end up being a Garrett interception. It's just one of those games, man. It's just, you can't explain it. You know what happened. You saw it happen. But you just can't explain it.
No, you can't, because it's not one thing. It's not one thing. It's, to me, it looks like, you know, confusion on the defense. The middle of the field's open. Defensive backs are dropping interception would change the fate of the game. The offense isn't utilizing the two best players to the fullest, in my opinion. Like, it's just like everything. The best kicker in football is just not having a day. Like, I don't quite get it.
Yeah. And, you know, you look at some of the other things. Taking the field goal early, we talked about how different it could have been at the end. You do see Justin Tucker miss a field goal, so it's like, where are you at with that? But with your quarterback, I think that's the one guy that you don't question game in and game out. You know you're going to get his best most games, and if not, you're going to get somewhere close to it. So yesterday was no different. It's just a matter of just giving up too many extended drives on defense.
Who's our guest?
I don't know. ESPN.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Monday Morning Quarterback was presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Baltimore Ravens lose yesterday 29-24. They now fall to 5-3 on the year. That feels a lot different than 6-2. A lot different. With the Denver Broncos, who also 5-3 coming into town. We know you have lots to say. Your time, 410-583-1057. Fan reaction up next on The Fan.
Monday Morning Quarterback.
Cap off NFL Week 8 with a chance to win on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Build the same game parlay for the Monday Night Football game, Giants at Steelers. Russell Wilson, man, he's turned things around for the Steelers passing game. 1.5 touchdown, passing touchdowns. Malik Nabers over receiving yards. What about Najee Harris? Anytime touchdown, you can have it your way with the same game parlay. Just visit FanDuel.com/Rob to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and over, present in Maryland. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gambler.
It's time for your takeaways.
Call or text 410-583-1057.
8:30 in the a.m. Time to take your phone calls. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback. Let's go to Catonsville and get Misty. What's going on, Misty?
Hello?
Misty?
Guys, are you talking to me?
Yeah, are you Misty?
You almost missed the call.
No, Miss BB.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. What's on your mind?
Okay, so first of all, I'm just so annoyed with Harbaugh. He's always being so nice. We need to have some tough love. And it's the same thing with the defense. But I got to tell you, when Lamar came out with his hair, he was wearing his hair differently than he usually does. It looked totally undisciplined. It looked like he was confused. I just knew we were in trouble.
Because of his hair?
And then because he doesn't wear his hair like that. His hair is always tight. It's neat looking.
Of course he has. Good. He's done this his whole life. He changes up his hairstyle all the time.
I don't think so. But when he was on the sideline and he took his helmet off, oh, my God, to me, he looked just like Frederick Douglass. And I thought,
I don't know what we're doing here. I tried. I tried. Here's the handoff. Oh, it's a fumble. Frederick Douglass on the call. It's like, what happened? Anyway, you know what? Not today, devil. Are you okay?
And folks, before you continue to see the humor in this, remember, we still have to live with these people in this world. These are the people, some people who make decisions think that way. Some people who make decisions think that way. He looked like Frederick freaking Douglass.
I don't know how
but it's 2024, Jeremy. It's 2024.
So
we don't think that way anymore.
If you've got,
you look like Frederick Douglass.
If you've got braids or cornrows in, how long do you leave them in before you take them out?
Who are you asking?
What are you asking him for?
I never had braids or cornrows.
You can't ask me. I don't have cornrows or braids. Like
I never had them in my life.
But what I'm saying is, they have to come out at some point. You just don't. He's not going to just go get his hair done on the road in Cleveland.
Freaking cares.
I mean, why even bring that up? It's like people that said Pedro Strop's crooked hat was the reason he couldn't pitch.
That's true.
The dumbest. Oh, okay. Well, that was true. Bad analogy.
Brian and Owings Mills. What's up, Brian?
Jesus, how do I follow that? Thanks a lot, man. I mean, yeah, we us black folks, we always leave our head cornrows because we can't wash our hair. You know, we like it dirty. What's wrong with people, man? Seriously. Hey, first of all, let me give a shovel to her, and let me give a shovel to Mike Popovich. He's talking about, I told him that was an idiotic move by Harbaugh to bring in a rookie coach after you're trying to win a Super Bowl. You could have just brought Mike back and denied his request to want to be head coach. Well,
you can't do that.
You can't do it. Brian Billick did it. Shut up. I don't want to hear about it. This guy's better coach than this moron. I want him out of here. Jeremy, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, who did Brian Billick deny opportunity to coach?
Rex Ryan. Rex had a call for a job, and he said, no, I need you here. Sorry. That's a fact. Also, Rob, whoever came at you, because I was the one right there agreeing with you with Hamilton, dude, he sucks, man. I don't care. Like, oh, come on. Stop.
That's how you followed this last call, man.
No, man. I'm sorry, Brian. I was wrong. Hamilton dropped the interception yesterday, but he also had a sack that ended up being a fumble as well. Yes. Yeah. Listen, dude. I'm not owning that.
I'm surprised Ed didn't get on this first. I just looked it up. Maybe she had a point. In 1838, Frederick Douglass won the Heisman. Did you guys know that? Yeah, he won the Heisman. So.
Trippy in Baltimore. What's up,
Hello?
Trippy? Hey, what's going on with y'all, man? Hello?
Are you sick?
Hey, look.
Are you sick?
No, man, sounds like you just took a hit.
Hey, Raw, stop that, man. I tell you when I come for the game, man, I'll be sounding a little congested, man. I'm good, though. But look.
Either you are sick or you ain't puff pass, yeah.
I don't know who that lady was that called about Lamar, but I'm definitely gonna let his stylist know about that. I don't think she gonna like what she said about that. But look, let's talk about yesterday, man. Oh, I went to the game yesterday. Let me talk about yesterday, right? We go to the game yesterday, right? Everybody, like, oh, Trippy, you on TV? I'm like, all right, let me go live once we score. Here come the defense, driving down the field. I was so happy, 32. You know what? I knew Marcus Williams wasn't going to play because when me and my man saw the team leaving out the hotel, Marcus wasn't even dressed up. You know, Marcus always comes swagged out with his suit on. That man, like, he was mad. So I knew something was up. You know what I mean? But let's talk about everybody keep talking about Harbaugh. Now, Harbaugh, you should have took the points on that first drive, right? It's the same old stuff, right? But us as fans, right, we can't keep sitting up here blaming Harbaugh. Harbaugh, Zach Orr ain't out there. How many drop interceptions we had yesterday?
Four.
It's the same old stuff over and over, over and over. That's why Lamar was so frustrated. It's so sad, right? The AFC Championship game, even me myself was like, damn, the offense only gave up 10 points, gave us 10 points. Now the offense giving up points, and here come the defenses, wow, giving up points. Like, this is sad, bro. You got Brown fans saying, oh, my God, we finally got a quarterback that threw over 300 yards. And it wasn't Deshaun Watson.
Well, because
like, I know one thing.
Deshaun Watson ain't, I mean, he's done. Literally done.
I wish he played yesterday.
Yeah, you did?
Oh. Yeah.
Let's get Danielle in Baltimore. What's up, Danielle?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I think that lady, she was trying to call Fox or C-SPAN because that wasn't it right there. Anyway, a couple things. You know, I think yesterday with the Browns, you know, they had a newfound glory. They had a, you know, positive outlook on things. And unfortunately, that's what got us. And then, you know, Tucker, you know, we need to get somebody else in because that's not it either. That's too many missed opportunities that he's done had. And, you know, we need to get it back together. And then the defense, the middle of the field was wide open all day. Like, all day. They were throwing it down the middle, down the middle, down the middle. So I think we just need to reevaluate, you know, go back in it and come back next week and hopefully get a win.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Unfortunately, they've been throwing it down the middle of the field all year, not all day. Let's go to Eastern Shore and get Larry. What's up, Larry? Larry?
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, can I just vent?
Sure.
I mean, you know, look, yesterday on my Facebook thing, I said, look, this is a trap game, and this is the Super Bowl for Cleveland. I mean, this is what these guys are playing for. But where did we get Eddie Matthews? Where did this guy
you mean Eddie from? Jackson?
Eddie, the back, defensive back. Where did he?
Yeah, we didn't get the beef. I mean, they picked him up late, right, in free agency before the season started?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, veteran, been around since 2017. He played his whole career for Chicago Bears.
Who was the other safety that came in here that they didn't sign? I can't remember his name. There were two guys they were talking about, and he ended up being the one.
Jamal Adams?
Yeah, I think Adams was the other one.
Let's go to Bob in Timonium. What's up, Bob?
How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I'm not even going to comment on the game, how bad the defense and all that. I just want to tell you, I was watching the game yesterday at a local bar, and it was, I don't know, 40-some seconds left, and I leaned over to talk to my girlfriend, and a woman in a Cleveland shirt said, I've been watching this whole game, and you're going to stand in front of TV. I said, lady, you see that number 8 right there? He's getting there to throw that ball down the corner of the end zone, and you don't want to look at it anyway. But anyway, it didn't work out right, but my undisciplined quarterback with the bad hairdo, he played his ass off yesterday, and I don't know. I've never seen anything like it, but lady was mad at me, and I told her, I said, tell me you and everybody in Cleveland weren't ready to poop your pants there at the end of the game anyway, but she didn't respond.
Lady. You're going to throw the ball in the corner of the end zone and you don't want to see it.
Every chance, you got to look at your phones.
What?
She was not original.
No, she wasn't?
No.
Oh, no.
I saw that before.
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's go to Zach in Baltimore. What's up, Zach? Zach? Zach's
hello?
Yes. Yes. What's up, Zach?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I want to talk to Jeremy real quick.
Yeah.
Did not hear.
Hey, Jeremy. Oh, man, this sports betting apps, man. Man, what they going to do with these injuries, man? They're killing me. Every time I got a good parlay, somebody get hurt, and then they cancel it out. If they don't cancel it out.
Yeah, what's man, that's gambling for you. Like, the injury stuff, I know a lot of people were yelling about it yesterday. Some people had Jordan Mason. Some people had other players that got hurt early in the game. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Shouldn't we get this refunded? The sad thing is the sports books have all the strength, all the power there, and it needs to be something of significance where they feel like giving the money back is going to be worth the advertisement they get from people thanking them and on social media and stuff. So more times than not, you're not going to get money back if somebody gets hurt.
Bite me at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, the AFC North report up next on The Fan.
You know, I started praying instantly. Like, it was only by the grace of God, and I think when situations like that happen, You always sit back and you're like, man, I still got the stuff to work on, right? Because it could have been a matter of whatever. Who knows how we would feel right now if that would have happened. But I'm so grateful that that was an if. And ifs and shoulds and woulda, couldas don't mean nothing.
And you know how you would have felt. Who knows how you felt. You know, Jameis, how you would have felt. Was it Jameson? 27-41. He had 3 touchdown passes against the Baltimore Ravens with a passer rating of 115.3. Man, you know, he gave the Browns what they had not gotten out of the high-priced quarterback, a good passing performance and a win at home. They first win at home on the year. They are now 2-6 on the year. They beat the Baltimore Ravens, handed the Ravens their 3rd loss on the year. Ravens now 4-5-3. Browns, well, they're still the Browns. I don't think this is a wake-up call for the rest of the season, but it was a good win for them on yesterday. Let's take a look at the other team in Ohio, the Cincinnati Bengals.
What a great addition to this football team he has
been. First and goal. Tush-push, if you please. They do. And again, Jalen Hurts. 3rd rushing touchdown of the game, and this thing is close to being history.
And Bell Reese just told you this thing is close to being history.
That was the Bengals radio network.
Yeah, it's what an ugly game, because the Bengals started off well enough. They get out to a 7-0 lead, and then, of course, tack on a field goal, and you're like, oh, man, they're kind of moving here. Nope. It was 10-10 at the half, and they gave up 27 points in the second half. And now when you look at this Cincinnati team, we've all been wondering when it was going to happen, but you got to configure here. 3-5, they're still in the playoff picture because the AFC is so down. Like, there's only one team in the AFC East with a winning record. There's only one team in the AFC South with a winning record. Mm. It's just an ugly effing league. So Cincinnati is still in it, but they are 0-4 at home. They can't win at home. That's what I'm saying. This league is drunk, man. You guys, I enjoy the NFL. I watch it every single year. I watch almost every damn game, but I'm not enjoying this season the way I have in years past.
At all. They're 5-3 and they're still in it.
3-5.
No, 3-5. 3-5 and they're still in it.
Like, look, here, as I was going
over
this.
No, I'm not. I said my wow was that I was about to say, no, they're not. And I thought, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a losing record in second place almost, except for here in our division.
Yeah, so here's the teams with winning records. Buffalo, Kansas City, Denver, Chargers are 4-3, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Houston. That's it in the AFC. That's the only teams with winning records.
You're still in it, yeah. Let's take a look at tonight's one of tonight's game opponents for Monday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look behind you, Jeremy. This is National Tight End Day again.
I wish they'd tell us about it.
And tonight's Monday Night Football matchup, the Giants travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Steelers trying to get a game in front of the Ravens. Ravens hoping not.
Yeah, and hopefully not. Hopefully the Giants do us a favor, which isn't going to happen, I don't believe. The 2-5 Giants travel to Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Look, the Giants have, you know, the loss of Saquon Barkley, I think, really hurt them. I just don't think they're a very good football team. And the Steelers, as is 5-2, they have one of the best rushing defenses in the league, second only behind the Ravens. They're leading the second in the league in points allowed. I just think they're doing it the right way. They're doing it with a great defense and they do what they have to do on offense. Russell Wilson looks like, you know, he's playing decent football. So I don't see this going the Giants' way at all. And I think the Steelers are going to end up 6-2 after tonight's game.
Yeah, I have no confidence, no faith at all in the New York Giants. None.
No. And they're on the
road. I'm sure the Steelers had no faith, no confidence at all in the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. So the only thing that you can really hang your hat on if you're hoping the Giants can pull off an upset tonight is the fact that their pass rush has been excellent.
Lead the league in sacks.
It's the one thing that they've had. So can they get after Russell Wilson? Mm-hmm. Can they frustrate him into some turnovers? Because outside of Malik Nabers, and then again, you need Danny Dimes to get him the ball. Yeah. You can't trust anything on that offense. No,
and it does surprise me a team this bad has got the best pass rush in the league.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem the Giants always have a good pass rush.
Yeah.
There's something about that team. Always. It's rare when they don't have a good pass rush.
We should be calling them. What you got? What you got on my pass rusher?
Oh, boy. The Giants are taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers tonight on Monday Night Football. After a crazy, crazy week 8, they concluded it. It started with the Rams beating the Vikings on Thursday Night Football. We forgot about that.
Yeah.
Rams went in 2-4. And
Vikings on a 2-game losing streak now.
A game in which they never really, it was never in doubt. After the 14-7 first quarter, it just seemed like at that point it was all Rams. All Rams.
And just for the record, just tidbit, the Giants are the only team in the NFC that has not scored 100 points yet. Not a very good offense.
Well, how many have the Steelers scored?
Oh. Steelers have 161.
Okay. All right.
Man, what an ugly league it is this year.
Is this good for the league? You think what we're seeing right now is good for the league or not?
No.
No.
The Bills are going to clinch their division in early November, I think. That's how bad that division is right now. I mean, the Dolphins just got healthy. They had a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter and blow it. And they lose outright. So you have, you start looking around the AFC, even the NFC. I mean, we've already, and I know opinions change from week to week, but Ed, you just said it, you don't think anybody's beating the Lions. And I'm trying to think of a team that I think can, and I'm naming teams that I think can, but do I really realistically think they will?
We went from thinking the Ravens were the best team in the NFL to not.
Quickly.
Not.
Yeah.
It's one game, and it's who you lose to. You lose to an inferior opponent, and then it leads people to go, well, if they can beat you, then anybody can beat
you.
Yeah,
and just
a friend of mine, Ryan, who's going to play golf right now, asked me after the game, they're still the best team in the NFL? I said, well, week to week, no, they're not right now. They're not. They were before the game. Before kickoff, they were.
I just don't like the whole, I mean, I know they call it parity. I just think it's such a mediocre product now in so many weekends. You get a couple of teams that are good, and then the rest of them just all in the same pot.
And
like 4-4, 2-6.
I thought that for 10 years.
It's like
that what they call parity is mediocrity. It's not parity. You got a bunch of bad teams. Bad football.
Yes. And in years past, you know the way we do our picks. You've been doing these picks since you were a child because there's always an office pool and stuff. So we've always been doing these. Mm-hmm. And usually when you did them, most of the favorites won because they were better teams. Then there'd be a couple upsets on the weekend. There'd be two or three teams like, what happened there? Now it's like, I don't know.
Well, it's just it's weird because, all right, so I don't mind saying this. I've had terrible, last 3 weeks in the NFL have not been great for me. The public won the last 2 weeks, not this one, but the two previous. Yeah, they killed it across the board. All of the highest price or all the tickets with the most percentage of money bet on them all hit. The weird thing that's happening is you get weeks like this where it's really hard to put your... I had the Browns this weekend. It's one of the only things I got right. But it's really hard to put your hard-earned money on the Panthers, the Giants. You know, you look at some of these teams, Arizona going on the road. Who are they? The Colts, they're up and down. And then trying to figure out, can any of these teams cover? And then when you're not on those teams, those are the teams that end up winning, surprisingly. Because at the beginning of the year, any team that was a 6-point dog or less, I think the first 11 won outright.
Mike Preston's report card at 9:30 around the NFL without MVPs at 9:15. But on the other side, post-game press conference sound from John Harbaugh. Bite me up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.